This is Mental Money, and I'm your host, Mario Lovett. Today's episode is about alpha males. I touched on powerful women. I want to touch on powerful men and what I believe are powerful men and those characteristics that are portrayed in powerful men. A alpha male is someone that is pretty even keel, cool, confident, and can do a very good job of working a room, you know, and everybody stops and notices that person. And then there are also unmistakable characteristics of an alpha male. Natural born leaders. Somebody that don't mind building. And he leads and provides for and protects his circle, his significant other, his buddies, his teammates, and so on. And a lot of times in the changing world, alpha males fall right into the limelight of opportunity because the world is so continually changing. It's a continual opportunity of the world that the world brings. So those alpha males find themselves with a certain level of adaptation to maneuver through where other guys see a crisis. An alpha male is a natural in their natural element. I mean, it's interesting to watch and see. And then you find yourself continually to observe the cause and effect. And I'll sound a little confident when I say this. I wanted to speak on it because I feel like a lot of the characteristics that I've studied or my own experiences, I think I portray the characteristics of being an alpha male. And those that are asking themselves that question, well, listen to what I'm giving you and see if it's something that applies to you. Every opportunity to the advantage of your circle, it's a winning complex that you're trying to be able to create and enjoy. Crazy to sound, most alpha males, not most, are never concerned about his image. He just goes about winning the game and at hand and whatever it may be, and others to follow. Sounds pretty ignorant, but it's really how it is. When it comes down to it, it's when you look at a copy complex. Quick quote from Steve Jobs. He said, "The good ones copy, the great ones steal." Well, when it comes to having that alpha mentality or being that alpha male, you can look at complexities of what people do and put your own mix on it. So when it comes down to it, the copying component is not detail for detail of what somebody else did. It's taking certain inserts from that person and being able to apply it to your own life. But most alpha males are typically pretty stoic and laid back until there's a need for action. You know, the way they're processing things, it's kind of alarming to feel that way. One of the biggest traits and characteristics of an alpha mentality is fearlessness. Fearless. Not afraid of anything that comes about, to any project. No fear. But there are also dead certain giveaways to distinguish if you're not an alpha male. For example, man, you get her to pay for dinner. Now, I know women, a lot of times in today's world, with all of my empowering women that are doing just as well monetarily as men, when it comes down to an alpha mentality, depending on the relationship, and men, I'm not saying you don't allow it to happen, but at least you're going to offer every time. You don't let her pay for dinner. No, don't take advantage of other people's kindness. Alpha males don't do that. That's not something that is extremely prevalent amongst those men. We work hard, provide for himself and doesn't feel comfortable being in other people's debt. So I thought that that point or that ploy would be something that will, you know, get people to just open up their eyes. But an alpha male never takes advantage of people's kindness. It's not something that you do. The second thing that alpha males don't do is you never apologize, even when you're wrong. An alpha male has no hangups. He simply say, "I was wrong," and apologize. It's just that simple. And then there's a strategic way to rectify the problem. Like, okay, we're in an argument, we go back and forth. If no matter how argumentative you may be to state your point, when you understand that you're wrong and you can reflect on it, you simply apologize and say you were wrong. And then you look for certain traits, certain things to do to rectify the problem. Another thing I find, you know, myself doing, and a few alpha males that I've been around, because I don't think I've been around, you know, many alpha mentalities. I've been fortunate to be around a lot, but I don't think I've been around, you know, too many. But another thing I've seen, and just in my observation, is an alpha male doesn't suck up to anyone. Like, in most situations, he is a leader. So he's not kissing anybody behind, "Oh, I need to do this to get to that point." And when he isn't, I mean, and now it's a way about it, because it can come off very disrespectful. But it's a very respectful way that you do it. And ironically, they're just never afraid to speak their mind if a situation calls for it. So your effort and your hard work is how you get through if you're alpha mentality, not through buttering up to the right people. Meeting the right people is different, but the right people are going to invest and pour into you just based on your efforts and your hard work and your leadership qualities that you possess if you're an alpha mentality. Woo! One of the best things I think I've witnessed by being around powerful people, considering myself one of those, is the limited amount of gossip about your boss, your buddies. Now, and I'm talking about pillow talk, fellas. Pillow talk encompasses other day that you may have with your lady to discuss certain things that may be going on the road. That's not gossip. But when you're talking about, it's something that you just, alpha males don't do. About your boss, your buddies, your girlfriend. No, not gossip. Solutions, maybe. You don't mind pointing out to other people failures and weaknesses, and having a good laugh at their expense. That's not something that you do. You never betray your circle. You don't. Alpha mentalities don't do that. But you also don't feel the need to belittle people either. You know, you try to find some kind of way to circumvent the best approach, the best delivery, because you don't need to build yourself up by tearing people down. That's a beta mentality. A lot of gossip. Let me talk about this person. Oh, it makes me feel a lot better. When it comes down to any crisis in your life, alpha mentalities never panic. Concerns, yes. Create solutions. But panics become emotions, becomes erratic, becomes out of control. Your natural element is change. And this is going through the steps and the latter part of just looking at things that allow me to be able to reflect on myself and say, okay, well, are you an alpha mentality? You've heard it. You've seen it. You've witnessed it. You don't understand the transgressions of going through it when you or in high school, or you're in college, or even a kid. But now when you start to reflect on certain things and begin to look at it, these are things that you can ask yourself, and I know the vitality of these qualities to have some level of elevation to be great. So when it comes to your natural element being changed, a rapid change is an interesting challenge to myself. Sounds crazy. very interesting. Opens up your eyes even more, becomes a lot more, I become a lot more strategic. Well, if you're alpha mentality, that's simply how you survey things. It's a ice cold, stoic, detached state that quickly sums up your situation. And it's then your acts become very immediate and decisive based on your prior experience. And I can tell you right now, I got the chills by even thinking about that, because I went to my worst level of things I personally had to endure. And I thought about how quickly I was able to adjust to get to the change. The hurt stings, it cuts, it's filtering, you feel it. But then you quickly look at it as a challenge to be better. You look at it, you survey every single thing throughout that particular situation. And then you take a certain amount of due diligence and time to reflect and get to a certain point, and then your acts become immediate, boom, and decisive. But fear is not something that creeps in. You understand that's where you at. And I won't touch on every trait today, because there will be a part two to this, but this is the last one I will touch on. I don't know where it came from. I don't know why I wanted to start doing it. I've never been an irrational, emotional, vindictive type of verbiage to come out when something gets emotion. In sports, you can figure out certain emotions of a person. If a person's selfish, okay, are they competitive? Are they a leader? You can see that through the highest level of interaction, competition, and it's not just sports, but anything. In your work environment, are they lazy? Would they go the extra mile? Are they emotional? Well, alpha males don't act before they think. I wrote down 10 years ago, think before you react. I don't know why I wrote it down. I don't know where it came from. And it was something I always practiced, but I wanted to be able to visually see it due to just other challenges in life that come about. So sometimes when it comes down to it, an alpha male is going to think before they react. A beta male is going to act with lightning speed. So because you have alpha mentality, even if you have a thought or an act with lightning speed, just say it's an act. I had an act come up yesterday, but I quickly transitioned to think before I did so. Like, think, okay, here's an act. Oh no, I gotta really think about that. So you never run off in a corner and go in all different directions. That's what betas do. A beta mentality, not an alpha. So you'll know that well-considered actions are the ones that bring positive results, not a knee-jerk reaction. Are you an alpha mentality? Are you a great leader? Are you a great father? Are you a great companion? Are you a great person because you attempt to try it? Now, there are some cons to alpha mentalities. That person next to them got to be extremely strong and forthright, because a lot of, and alpha mentalities are extremely driven people. It's extremely, extremely tough for a lot of people that are not that way, especially when you get close to that particular person. Well, are you an alpha mentality? Are you a powerful person? Ask yourself those questions, survey that list. And if you're not there, that's fine. Because from my research and my own observation, alpha mentalities are very, very rare. Your mind just been fed money.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.